and welcome back to Most Clicked. I'm your host, Nathan from Smile, and every week I am joined by Kyle from The Education Marketer, and I'm also joined by Matt from Smile. I keep making an absolute hash of these intros every week now, so please don't judge me. And here is where I should insert something about liking, following, and subscribing. So if you're into that, please do that. Kyle, save me from this absolute car wreck of an intro. This week we're talking about Media Design School in Australia. Am I right?
You are right.
Yes.
You're absolutely right. I haven't heard this one either, actually. I just came across them the other week. So they're doing some really great stuff with Taster Sessions, which I know isn't like the most innovative or groundbreaking part of the student recruitment process. But surprisingly, not a lot of unis use this as a tactic. So this is their digital taster session for one of their foundation programs. And it's not just like an hour session here. So if you want to join this, it's basically like a whole day. And it's broken down in between like a nice registration, get to know your new colleagues, new course mates. And then there's a couple of different workshop elements attached onto it for the day. And I was looking at this and thinking, like, you know, why don't I see this like consistently across most universities? Because I think I wrote about it on LinkedIn recently that, you know, if anything, this is like, for want of a better phrase, a shortcut to really great content marketing. Because like higher education, it's one of the few sectors that has all of its expertise, all of its knowledge nicely organized into courses. So all you have to do is ungate a little bit of that content, you know, take it off the course page almost, and you know, repurpose that course content into something that students get a taste of, they get a feel of, they try before they buy almost. And it just means your content can almost work for you and help you, you know, market your products a little bit more effectively. So I'm just surprised that more unis, given the amount of content they have locked in these courses, don't unpack it a little bit more and include it as part of those marketing communications and those initiatives.
It feels quite high end and almost like a conference, like you join in into something, even down to the button text with the RSVP now. I really like the way it kind of feels quite curated. For a while now, we've been talking to universities when we've been redesigning flagship websites around floating content around academics and lecturers into course pages. And this feels like universities are missing a trick. Like, why are they not putting this level of detail and content into course pages to help sell it?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel there's a movement now to do this more. And you know, there's a few ed tech providers stepping in to support universities to make that happen. So, you know, one that I'm a big fan of is SpringPods. And I think the business has gone through many different iterations of what it is. But they've recently launched a new product called Subject Spotlights, right? And essentially, they partner with universities. I think they've got about 30 now. And a few ones that are currently live, running these course taster sessions via the SpringPod platform, and the studio expertise and equipment that they provided to film this content. And I've watched a few, and you know, wow, the production value on these things is incredible. This is not just a case of screen recording like an open day presentation and stuff like that. Think studio, think environment, think multiple levels of the course that you can click through and engage with. And you know, in some cases, I think like University of Law, Oxford's, and I think Durham's on there as well, that they're using these as part of the admission strategy as well. So if a student has been through this taster course, they're viewed as a more qualified prospect than someone that hasn't. So it's nice to see that content not only being unlocked, but being used as part of strategic admissions decision making.
Yeah, it's nice to see it kind of integrated as part of the whole thing, as you say. And like, I've got a friend who works at Automatic, the people behind WordPress, and he heads up the work on their LMS Sensei. Shout out to Ronnie. And he's been doing some great work on that, a completely open source LMS. And like recently they announced a plugin, and it's got blocks, so you can integrate a lot of the courses into normal news stories or landing pages and stuff. So I think that we might be going into this time where there's a convergence of LMS and CMS. And I think for universities, that probably means there's quite a lot of marketing potential with that as well. Or, well, I should say marketing and recruitment potential, really.
Yeah, I think I've articulated that in a few posts that I've written that you know, content marketing is quite, I think there's so much potential for content marketing in higher ed. And I think if you're going to start off on these projects, one of the, you know, the quickest ways you can get going on it is just looking at existing course content. I mean, yeah, there's already people, you know, that they're coming to you and paying money to do these things already. So obviously there's a value there. The content is valuable. It just needs to be looking at what you can unpack and working with those academics, those subject area experts to bring that stuff out into like a marketing and recruitment environment. And I think while that can be quite labor intensive, I just think it's so much more valuable to the audience and the prospective students than, you know, just reimagining like a recruitment campaign and things like that. So I don't know, I think there's probably room for both, obviously, but I just think at the moment unlocking subject area content is just so underutilized as a strategy.
It feels like the takeaway here is it's like the power of the freemium model. So like in app, the freemium model is commonplace. You download a free app and it's either littered with adverts and you have to pay to get rid of them, or you know, you kind of get a trial for 30 days or something and then you have to pay for more. And it's almost like, how can universities embrace the spirit of freemium by giving away just a little bit of that course that they charge a huge premium for, typically give that away for free, which is something that I don't think is commonplace at the moment, and how you can utilize that. So not just about giving people a taster of it, but how you could use that to create first party data, for example.
Yeah.
I think there's some really cool potential applications in embracing the freemium. Cool. Sounds like you guys agree with me totally by that deafening silence.
We absolutely do. I mean, our silence said everything. We can't add anything to that, that conclusion.
That's cool. Does anybody want to add anything before we wrap up here? No? Great. Well, I keep bodging these intros and outros, which is a fantastic quality as a host of one of these things. So, Matt, I'm thinking, can you help me this time try and get people to follow, like, and subscribe this thing?
I mean, I'm just going to repeat what you've just said, but yeah, my turn to be thrown under the bus, I guess. As I said, thanks for watching, and don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe, and we'll see you next week.